what the machine's got queued up for you.
Oh God! Oh God! It's so loud. Jeez, I don't like that. That was so loud.
Let's see. Which of these can we delete? I'm gonna curate this for you real quick. So I'm gonna pause this one, and then we're just gonna go straight to the black keys. No, not that one. Oh geez. I just really screwed it up. I'm sorry, everyone. I really thought I was gonna get you some black keys. But this is the White Stripes. It's kind of similar. I like Jack White. Anyway, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Have a lovely week.
It's quite possible that I'm your third man, girl. But it's a fact that I'm the seventh son. I'm the seventh son. And right now you could care less about me, but soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Let's have a ball and a biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Ball, girl, and take our sweet little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out, and we'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. Time about it.
quite possible that I'm your third man. But it's a fact that I'm the seventh son. It was the other two which made me your third, but it's my mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you can care less about me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around. You figure it out.
Just Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
They'll stone you when you're
your seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking to the door. But I would not feel so all alone. They'll stone you when you are unable. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Good morning.
Morning.
We are Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. And we are here today.
Filling in for Mr. Ruffalo, mm-hmm. who still is on break. Shame on you.
Classic Ruffalo.
Yeah, classic. Classes start tomorrow. But, you know, Mr. Ruffalo gotta stay on vacation, gotta milk it for all of its worth. He's, ironically enough, at a milk. He's at a cow farm right now.
Where is he taking classes?
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's learning how to milk cows with the Amish.
And so, is he on vacation there too?
Oh yeah. Well, it's like a
I don't
leisurely,
know. This was
a,
your email correspondent.
It's
so.
A leisurely. It's like a leisurely educational immersive experience. You know, like learning, not cool. necessarily being immersed in milk.
Right.
But in,
sometimes
in milk culture. Not actually not milk cultures, but like you know the culture of milk.
Okay.
Like yogurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
culture. I got it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, so that first song was Mouth Breathing by Ferns. It's not really off of a record yet, I think. Well, so it's released as a they released it as a music video. And they've been playing it live. I saw them over break on what was it, the 22nd in Philadelphia, and they were really great. They played that song
at the church.
No, they played at They played at like a DIY spot. Yeah. So yeah, that first song was by Ferns, and then that second song was by, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's how it's pronounced. That
was Rainy Day Woman, number 12 and 35, off of Blonde on Blonde.
We think. Yeah. The album looked like Blonde on Blonde, and we're not entirely sure. So please call in if you have the right album. We don't really want to look it up. We got some cool little songs. DJ Time Cop and I haven't really spent this week together, so
yeah, we've been away.
We got some different music coming at each other as opposed to the normal Circle J of music that we have as we live together.
I have I have a very special song that I want to queue up that I just forgot about.
Queue her up.
In fact, I just want to. So, I just want to like preface this. So yesterday I learned about the Great British Baking Show.
Just yesterday?
Oh my goodness! I've known about it, but I hadn't watched it. Okay.
Oh my!
I'm on episode 8 now.
Goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on Advanced Dough. Which I think is probably my favorite.
That's a good one.
Episode title. I don't know what they're gonna make, but I'm a big fan of the show. So I figured, you know, what's the most British? You know, I was trying to think of songs that kind of emulate like what I think of when I think of the Great British Baking Show, and I can only think of none other than Breakfast in America by the most British sounding band ever, Supertramp.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if we just?
Yeah, this is that.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, but never seemed to get along. Take a jumbo across the water, like to see America. See the girls in. Loneliness is there shining in your heart.
but no gloss on your lips. Do you sail alone round the island with a silhouette of a shark beneath the skin? And then you say,
wanna be where you are. Been waiting for the light in me, and there's been waters in deep. We've been hanging tight for all the things we want out of love. So wait, wait, only. It's been feeling wrong to start relying, making decisions based on another person. Cool your heart, 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 cool your heart.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call. Down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your
can call you daddy, and daddy when you call me.
Wow. Yeah. So that was a long stretch of songs. We just kind of got into a thing there.
Yeah.
So that started off. We were talking about the Great British Baking Show.
Right.
Which led to Breakfast in America by Supertramp, which we were talking about in the middle of the song. DJ Alex Trebek did not realize that's the song that Cupid's Chokehold / Breakfast in America samples. I was actually listening to Cupid's Chokehold pretty recently, and then I realized they changed the name, added the / credited Supertramp. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah, they stole the entire song, so.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy Gutierrez.
And made a multi-month number one hit.
Like, Supertramp was really big, but I would be bummed if I was Supertramp at first. I'd be like, Patrick Stump.
I don't know. I feel like all the, like, dads in the world that have to listen to Kiss 108 with their kids.
My dad loved
2005.
That song.
Ooh, what? I was 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dads of the world were like, you know, this is by Supertramp. So, baby. Yeah.
My dad wasn't like spiteful. He was just stoked. He was like, oh yeah, Supertramp. Yeah, and then
I played "Cool Your Heart" by Dirty Projectors.
Yeah, which made me think of "You Can Call Me Al."
For some reason.
Well, I think it was the vocals, and also I was watching the music video last night. If you haven't seen the music video for this song, you should watch it now.
We can't show that to you.
Yeah, we can't show you because of copyright issues.
Homework.
Also because, like, it's not how radio works. At least not yet. So the video features Chevy Chase and Paul Simon, and Chevy Chase is doing all the voice. He's like doing all the words that Paul Simon would do, and Paul Simon's just kind of sitting there awkwardly. Some great content. I would highly recommend watching it.
Yeah, we got a lot more songs coming up. Some stuff that we've been listening to and would like for you to hear via the internet. No, this is pre-internet. Via the, what do we do here?
This is radio.
Honestly,
waves.
Like,
this is radio waves.
To be honest,
well, you can stream it
90%
online.
90% of you guys are streaming this online
or
on your phones.
You can stream it online, but you know.
Literally, we have 8 listeners, all of which are on the mobile stream, none of which are on the.
They could be sitting in a car.
With it in like their aux.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're doing that, turn on the radio to 91.5. It's like the little knob that says seek and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Click one of those.
Yeah.
See whichever one gets you closest.
What song is this?
Oh, this is Survival by Adult Mob.
I'm not afraid to die.
We apologize for the weird kind of talking while singing thing that we were doing during that song. This weird thing happened where I currently am not getting any audio into my headphones.
Yeah.
But also no audio plays out of the speakers when we are talking in the studio, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that I had played by accident on my computer the last half of You Can Call Me Al and the first 30 seconds of Survival.
Yeah, which means he didn't realize that I was talking, yeah, too. It was kind of a great, it's not often
that word,
soundtrack.
Starts with a P. Serendipity. Serendipity. It was kind of a serendipitous moment.
Wow. yeah, but that was kind of fun.
I had fun.
I honestly don't do that often enough. I feel like that could be like...
Do you want a little test?
Like sometimes just like plugging some music in, like just low enough that you can maintain a conversation, but you can like have like a rhythm to it, you know?
How's that?
I can't really hear anything. Oh, is this by Supertramp?
We just made... That wasn't very melodic. That wasn't very melodic. I still can't hear it, so...
Pretty sure that this is, yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna play some more songs that aren't Cupid's Chokehold, Breakfast in America by any of the bands that play that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I could start. I feel like you start referring to Gym Class Heroes as a Supertramp cover band. Just a niche Supertramp cover band.
What they are is a niche one-hit wonder.
Hold on. What? Okay, I do think that they are pretty talented musicians. They have some songs out there.
That doesn't make them not a one-hit wonder.
I also don't think that they're necessarily a one-hit wonder. I feel like they had other songs. Let's queue up their Spotify. Not queue it
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Let's look up their Spotify page.
If Spotify has a playlist called This Is Gym Class Heroes, then we'll be listening to it.
Okay, so...
Most of them are explicit, though, so we can't play them.
Yeah, I know. Here, I'm just going to go to their page.
Sure.
Okay, so first of all, Cupid's Chokehold, not even the most streamed song by a long shot.
Really?
Okay.
Longest shot, decides.
Stereo Hearts featuring Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
Oh, okay. That doesn't
117
count.
Million streams.
He's on The Voice.
It doesn't matter. It's still a Gym Class Heroes song.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And there's also Cookie Jar, which I remember.
How does that go? Will you sing it for me?
My hands, I can't keep my hands up the cookie jar. With the Dream? Oh, wow. Oh, man. You got some
real winners.
Yeah, what else? Peace Sign with Busta Rhymes. That was a fun one.
They had a Busta Rhymes song?
Yeah. Dude, there was okay. They actually did have some like they had some good songs. That whole like I feel like they actually were pretty. They were kind of prefacing the like whole live band with a rapper. Like everyone does that now.
Live and, with
like okay. So
I mean I know
Kendrick did it. Like okay, Odyssey
whoa,
does it.
That's
no,
a big
no. I'm not
leap.
Saying. I'm not saying that Lamar is biting off of Jimmy Glass Heroes. But I'm saying if you look at so many rappers that aren't doing like the trap thing, uh-huh. Like so many of them are turning to like live bands.
All right.
Like, No Name is doing it, Chance is doing it, like
sure.
Okay, all of these
Anderson Paak,
okay, like they're all resorting to these like live bands of this like kind of like neo soul like
yeah.
R&B thing. And
okay.
If I'm being 100% honest, like I'm not happy about it. But like Gym Class Heroes kind of did that in
but
2005.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Saying, I'm also not saying they were the first people to do it.
James Brown did it in 1970.
Yeah, but James Brown wasn't a rapper. I think that they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, but he's soul. It's yeah, neo soul.
Yeah, but this is like I'm talking about the marriage of neo soul, like a backing band of like a neo soul backing band with a rapper.
Is the Gym Class Heroes neo soul?
I would say some of their stuff can be kind of like R&B ish. I'm trying to think of like a good. Like so many of them are explicit. I'm not saying Gym Class Heroes is like a great band by like any means. Like not my favorite band, but I am saying that they did kind of preface like that whole like full backing band with a rapper. Like, who else was like in that one hit wonder era? Like in 2005, mm-hmm. what other pop rap like popular rappers were doing that?
Linkin Park.
Okay, so
case closed. Linkin Park. My friend. Case closed. Linkin Park predates Chance the Rapper. Direct influence.
Yeah, direct influence. Yeah, so this next song that we're going to play is not like anything that we were just talking about. This is a band that a band called Tucker played with in Philadelphia. Band's called Shelf Life. They have a couple albums on Spotify, a whole lot more on Bandcamp. They're releasing an album on April 3rd called Christian Coded Ethical Arena. It's available on Bandcamp for pre-order right now. I picked up a copy. Shelf Life is mainly comprised of Scott Leach. Shout out to Scott Leach.
Shout out.
Done work in Joy Again. He's done work with Alex G. And his solo stuff is just beautiful. He has an amazing voice. This is a song off of one of his albums that's on Spotify. It's called Mortal Bus Boy. I would really recommend you look up Spirit Bear on Bandcamp. Just go through his whole Bandcamp page. Really good stuff. Yeah, here's Shelf Life with Mortal Bus Boy.
Solitude is great.
That was Shelf Life by
Mortal Bus Boy by
and
Shelf
Tame
Life.
And Paula yeah. by New Person, Same Old Mistakes.
Yeah. You're so funny.
And also, we're going to play some other songs.
What's next up on that queue?
Two songs that I heard on spring break. So I don't know if you have used Spotify Radio. It's like Pandora, better without the ads, but for your phone. But this first song, my friend Jack showed me when we were driving in the car on the way back from Krispy Kreme in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's by Glass Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second song I heard after I listened to this amazing Spotify radio station for Demon Days. So
the Gorillaz.
Yeah, yeah. So
I have an interesting Gorillaz story. I'll tell you what you're saying.
The Gorillaz put out